Once we have put aside the feeling that there is a perfect way to be human, which is, of course, interesting definitions, because humans cannot be perfect, were never intended to be perfect. But when we can put that away, then we can begin to look at how we respond to ourselves in different situations. Some of the information that is almost in the air, it is in the books, it is in the conversation, and some of it has some truth in it, but some of it falls into that category about this is what everyone should do every time if you were doing your life perfectly. And it is astonishing how quickly things drop into that unfortunate category. We are going to talk about two, perhaps three of them, but we are going to talk about the first one, which is forgiveness. And there is a very interesting thrust among people, some spiritual, some not. But this thrust is to tell you that no matter what has happened, if you were sufficiently spiritual, if you were really who you should be, then you would go immediately to forgiveness. And if you do not, then there is clearly something wrong with your spiritual development. We cannot begin to tell you how unfortunate it is that people cling to that particular belief, because the business of forgiveness is not simple. It is rather complex, and there are a number of things that you want to keep in mind when you are dealing with a situation where you have been hurt in any way at all. Number one is to acknowledge the hurt before you leap to forgiveness. If you go too fast to forgiveness because you believe that is what you should do, you will not heal. There's been no acknowledgement of the fact that there was hurt. There has been no time spent with you engaging where the damage was done. There has been no time for you to look at what it is that has been brought up for you by the fact that you are hurt. You see, there is a whole area of healing here that when someone says to you, just forgive, they are saying, do not do any of this work, any of the work that acknowledges, understands, soothes, makes it up to yourself, understands what level you might have been hurt on. You do not skip all of that. And that does not make you an evil person if you do not leap immediately into forgiveness. It means simply that you understand there is more to this entire process than just snap to the virtue, snap to the virtue. Now, one of the things that we do teach, and we believe it is very important, is separation. And that is not, of course, the same thing as forgiveness, but it is very often the thing that you do that allows you then to take time with what has happened to you, time with what you need to understand, what you need to do, all of the healing that is personal to you. And to do that, you must have separation. So we see separation as a very important step in a spiritual process. You cannot continue to be in it with the source of your pain and in it and in it and still come into your own space and acknowledge and take care of yourself. So again, we are not talking about being against forgiveness. We are not saying that at all. We are simply saying that if you perfectionistically push yourself into a place that you are not prepared to go, you have not done yourself or the person you are forgiving any good at all. You must be the one who looks to your own wounding, understands it, spends time with it. And that is not going to be the same for every wound. It is going to be different depending on the source of the wound and where it hit you. And the truth of it is that separation actually buys you time to begin the process of your own healing. So that if a time comes later, and it may or may not come, which is fine, but where your understanding of the whole situation allows you to say, I understand. And on a spiritual level, understanding is probably a more powerful thing than forgiving. It sounds peculiar, but it actually is. It is like being able to look at the whole thing and say, oh, I see how this happened. And I know my wound, but I see yours. And I have a global understanding of this. So it takes away a lot of my anger. It takes away a great deal of anything that might be like vengeance. But it happens in this very balanced, peaceful way. And it happens after you have looked at your own wound and you have taken care of yourself. And so we want to mention this because this is one of the what we call the deceptive virtues. The deceptive virtues. If you hear someone say, well, he came to my house and beat me, but I forgave him. There is something very wrong there. And when you hear that kind of thing, the truth knowing in you knows that there is something very wrong there. More things need to happen before someone is able to say that. In some spiritual teachings, the teaching is that it is only God who can forgive, which is a really interesting idea. We can release and we can heal and we can understand, but there is something omnipotent sounding about, I forgive you. So we want to be sure that we are placed correctly with what is going on in our lives. And that is one thing that we really want to keep in mind. When there has been a hurt, we need a separation, and then we need to attend to our own healing. So that is a rather large topic, but we wanted to bring it up because there are a number of things that come to us through the perfection, even though we know we are not going to be perfect. And we are going to mention an even more insidious one, and that is one that happens inside of us, where we stop and something has frightened us, usually frightened us, and we look at our lives with complete disapproval. And we say, why was I not spiritual enough to be further than this in my life? And if you want to make the angels cry, persist in that way of talking to yourself, because it is a thing that is completely cruel, only wounds further, has no virtue, and no ability to teach anything. So when we are afraid or upset, rather than getting on the perfection horse and riding all over ourselves, we want to go to what is really wrong. And so the ability, when you hear all of that going on, the ability to say, wait, I am frightened. Something has frightened me. And before I think of anything else, I'm going lovingly to go to myself and see what has frightened me. And even if I do not approve of the belief that has made me frightened, I will nonetheless acknowledge it, because acknowledgement is the beginning of healing. And when you make these two changes in your life, you will have made a tremendous difference in the way you are walking your life. You will be taking away fear. When you know you can acknowledge fear, go to yourself lovingly to see what is believed and what needs to be displaced. When you can do that, then fear is not going to visit you in the same way that it did in the past, because you have learned a way to respond to fear. And you have chosen that loving way to respond to your own fear when you are afraid, rather than going to the terrible perfectionistic, and now I look at my failed life, which is just a horror on the spiritual plane. You will not be backed up by your teachers if that is what you have decided to do. Now, there are many more of these, but we want to talk together tonight about these two, because we are looking at changing a pattern. Changing a pattern that tells us that you are not who you are supposed to be, when in point of fact, you are exactly who you are supposed to be. And the sooner you can come to that in love, and in respect and in understanding, the happier your path will be. So we are going to take a few moments and speak about this together. In this teaching, as in all the teachings of light, may you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Feel a cocoon of energy come around you, and feel that it is full of sparkling energy. And it lives in a deep blue field, so it is as though the night sky is in the field that surrounds you. Know that this field has energy, and allow yourself to breathe energy into your body, and let it go where it's most needed. Bring your attention into your heart center and see the beauty of your heart. See how your garden grows. And see that there is water in your heart center. And go to that water and drink to nurture yourself on all levels. Now see that the flame of your spirit burns in the center of your heart, but it is cool and blue, and it has the power to burn anything you do not wish to carry in your heart. So watching the beautiful blue flame, choose something that might be in your heart that you wish to move out of your heart and put it in the flame. It could be a fear, it could be an anger, but put it in the flame and watch the flame grow stronger. Bring something from the past that you no longer wish to hold in your heart. Bring that to the flame. Now watch the flame as it begins to transmute all that you have put in it. And as that energy is transmuted, see that a symbol appears in the flame. And allow yourself to know and remember that symbol. Now open the crown and feel the universe's golden light begin to pour into your body. And feel the golden light ease your mind, taking away the fear. Opening your third eye to help you see without fear and see from the power of your own intuition. Feel the golden light flow into your throat, knowing that the golden light supports the voice that speaks loving kindness to you and to the world around you. Feel the golden light flow into your throat and into your heart. And feel that the union of energy between your throat and your heart will help you to speak only what is true and good for your heart and yourself. Feel the golden light flow down into the solar plexus, and let that golden light displace any of the emotions that do not serve you. making a place for joy. Feel the golden light flow into the second center and remove the guilt and shame, leaving a space for a waterfall which serves you by cleansing anything that comes through your life that you do not wish to hold in your body. Let the golden light flow into your root. And let that golden light begin to build a creative form that is exactly like you, exactly who you are, and how you wish to create in life. And do not be afraid, because the light of the universe is flowing into your root to be with you, to support you, to help you. Feel the golden light flow through your body, across your shoulders and down your back to relieve you of burden and pain, to flow down through your arms and into your hands, so that what you hold and support is in the energy of your heart. Feel the golden light flow down through your legs and into your feet. And let that golden light spread past your body, and make a field of attraction. A field that draws to you what is for your highest good. And remember what an important part you are of all of creation, that your light is here for a purpose, and you are exactly as you are and exactly who you are, because the universe has a use for that purpose. And as long as you are holding the energy that is truly your own, you walk with God. Begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.